And third, I think we should obviously protect our border. The GOP may be divided on the immigration amnesty issue and refugees, but we should agree on the rule of law and resist all immigration actions that are not in strict accordance with duly passed laws. And fourth, of course, we have to fight inflation. That includes pressuring the Federal Reserve to take more aggressive action to stop inflation and block disastrously big spending bills. Number five, we should continue to beat the drum for energy independence. We did it under Trump. It was awesome. We can do it again. Lower energy prices mean more prosperity. It means more jobs for all Americans. Six, we have to try to win in every state. How about that concept? Because for the last 25 years, Republicans have focused on winning a majority by capturing a slim number of red states and then picking up a few purple states here and there. It's really hard to do. And that strategy, as we saw, you know, has failed, and it's allowed the hard left to build solid support on the two coasts that they dominate now. That can't stand. For all their problems, California and New York are too important to concede to the left. They're both beautiful, great states. We got to win them back. If we really want to stop the socialists who despise our country, want to destroy our country, want to import more people into our country to kind of balance out or swamp the old normal, well, we have to see some big landslides. Remember, Reagan fought for every state, and he eventually won 49 of them. We have to try to do the same. The time is right to take our religious freedom, our message of freedom and prosperity to the voters on two coasts. And to the inner cities, you bet, they have to hear our message too. People are suffering there from incompetent leadership. They're dying there because of incompetent leadership.